headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca
and Bryce
with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Government and opposition have shut down calls for an apology and compensation for Ipswich councillors who lost their jobs after a wide-ranging corruption probe. The Ipswich City Council was dismissed by then Labor State Government in 2018 after a Crime and Corruption Commission report into the council found there was a culture of corruption within the organisation following the resignation of former Mayor Paul Pasali. Last week, several past and present members of the Labor Party passed a motion at a local Labor Party policy conference calling for the party to apologise and give compensation for the councillors who lost their jobs. Queensland Labor opposition leader Stephen Miles, who was part of the former Labor government that sacked the council, said the issue was, quote, water under the bridge, with Premier David Crisafulli confirming that the move wasn't on the government's radar.
Welfare agency Centrecare will cease its NDIS-funded disability services in southeast Queensland by the end of this year, citing financial pressures. The organisation was part of the Catholic Archdiocese of Brisbane, with its closure set to affect 700 clients and 600 staff. The services to be closed under Centrecare include its supported independent living services, medium and short-term accommodation, on-site shared support services, disability and social life skills hubs, NDIS-funded home support, and community and disability support for older Australian services. The organisation is in discussion with other disability care providers to help transition to new arrangements, along with offering advice to clients on how to best transfer their care.
In national news, several families are considering legal action after a University of Tasmania pathology museum retained and displayed body parts from loved ones collected without consent from coronial autopsies. In April last year, the coroner's office announced it was investigating whether body parts from coronial autopsies have been collected and held by the R.A. Rodder Museum for Pathology at the University of Tasmania without knowledge or consent of families. Independent member of the Legislative Council, Meg Webb, had been contacted by several affected family members of people who had specimens retained and stored in the Rodder Museum's collection. In a June update, Coroner Simon Cooper said that he had anticipated publishing a formal finding, quote, within the next few months when all investigations are complete, end quote, with this finding being the end of coronial investigation into the matter.
Perth has introduced on-water drug and alcohol tests, with 11 skippers already being caught over the legal limit, despite only 30 tests being performed in total. The laws came into effect November of last year, with Parliament being concerned on the low number of tests conducted. Only 18 officers had been trained to carry out the tests at a cost of over $350,000, with an extra $185,000 budgeted this financial year to train and equip regional marine officers. The drug tests are not random, with officers only boarding vessels under reasonable suspicion that those operating it are under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
For the international news today, Denmark's foreign minister has summoned the top US diplomat in Copenhagen following reports of Americans conducting covert operations in Greenland. A State Department spokesperson said Chargé d'Affaires Mark Stroh had met with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, adding that they had, quote, a productive conversation that reaffirmed the strong ties between Greenland, Denmark, and the US. US President Donald Trump has said several times he wants to annex Greenland, a semi-autonomous part of the Kingdom of Denmark, and Vice President J.D. Vance has accused Copenhagen of underinvesting in the territory. Denmark's public broadcaster, DR, quoted sources as saying the aim of the covert operations were to infiltrate society and promote its secession from Denmark to the US, although it was unable to clarify who the men were working for.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as warm as your heart will be after becoming a 4ZZZ subscriber. It is currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27, with the fire danger being moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. This is your Thursday Zedliners signing out. We hope we've served you well, and keep an ear out next week for the new crew. But otherwise, thanks again for tuning in.